to Ohio, Cincinnati, see my family, be with family during this time, and you know, get back at it, get back training.
Is it a worry to you that you don't have a coach, you don't know what system you're going to be playing in, things like that?
No, not at this point. Like I said earlier, you know, I've been in in college. I had four defensive coordinators in 5 years, and I've seen everything from a 3-4 or 4-3 to true zone, true man scheme, blitz scheme. You know, I've seen quite a bit. You know, and I think it's helped me. It's helped me moving forward, moving in this position. You know, this first year, learning the defense, learning everything. So I think it'll continue to help me.
Are you a middle linebacker in a 4-3, you think?
I've played it all.
When you were in a 4-3 system, where did they have you typically?
I'm telling you, I played it all. I played Mike, I played Sam, I played Will, depending on the year, personnel.
You have a preference?
I like them all. I like to make plays. So.
I like to make plays. Let me grab a hat. Jordan, how are you physically right now?
I feel good, man. I'm about a month out, being fully cleared. Just continuing to strengthen it, continuing to just get better, man. I mean, you look at me, I'm on a day-to-day basis, you know, I'm good. I can walk around, I can do everything normal. Still not lifting, not doing any bench press or anything like that, or, you know, any heavy type of lifting. But, you know, it's the process, the progress is coming along.
How tough was this for you, just not just the injury itself, but to watch what happened after?
Right, yeah, it's tough. Just because, you know, it's always hard. You feel like you can help. You feel like you can make an impact. You know, just to be, have to stand and watch and not be, just feel helpless. It's that helpless feeling, you know what I mean? So, still.
But you got a taste at the beginning of what you can do in this league? Did you answer some questions for yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I did. You know, I've said it ever since the beginning. The one thing I wanted to do was prove myself in this league, you know, earn respect across the league, in this locker room, you know, in the defense. And then specifically in the linebacking core, you know, it trickles down. And, you know, I think I was able to do that.
From your vantage point, what happened defensively the second half of the year? You're in the film room, you're watching with these guys. What happened, Jordan?
It's just execution, man. It's just execution. You know, people got to make plays when you know, the time comes. And that's what we're here to do. You know, we're paid to make plays and to execute. And I think it just kind of... We weren't consistent in our execution.
So what have you been cleared to do so far?
I mean, it's pretty much the same. I mean, it's pretty basic at this point. You know, it's let it heal, let the tendon heal until, and that's usually like a 3-month process. And until it's healed, you know, I'm doing just isometric type stuff and trying to strengthen all the muscles around it. No heavy lifting, no, like, we're not trying to put a ton of pressure on that tendon. You know what I mean? We're not trying to put it in compromising positions that could potentially injure it again. So, you know, but like I said, progress is coming along real good. And I feel good. Yeah.
You've had the coaching changes that you've been through, so you're used to it. This is nothing new to you.
Right.
Is there an extra air of uncertainty around other players, though, and have you... you know, adopted any kind of mantra or mindset to dealing with stuff like this, having gone through it more than once?
I mean, not really. I mean, this is, you know, it happens. It's football. You know, this is, when you get to a certain level, you know, this type of stuff happens. You just got to trust in what you've learned in the past and continue moving forward. You know, you gotta pride yourself in learning. And just try to pick it up as quick as possible. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to continue to, you know, you're going to always kind of feel like you're a step behind. But when you get out there and you trust your training and know that you've got it under control, you know, you got to figure it out, then everything works out.